Blog Talk Radio.
Now, welcome Blog Talk Radio. Good to have you with us today from all around the world. Tonight's going to be an awesome night. We're going to go back in our history and study one of our original messages we did when we first started this program being live on the internet. And for all of you that were with us at the beginning, you'll remember this message and you'll enjoy it with us. Now, of course, we're just starting, so we're a little rusty, you know, in that program. You're going to see that I'm a little rusty. I'm a lot fatter in the face. Don't hold that against me. All right. You know, we're learning. Sister Leanne and I haven't built the whole set yet, and she's not on the other side where I'm sitting. She's over here on this side, but everything's okay. This is what I want you and I to see in this program tonight. I want you to see how far you've come, and I want us to see what it was that God was saying to us then and how much of that you and I are doing today. Does that make sense?
Yep.
All right, so what we're doing is we're going back. We're going to study a message. I'm actually preaching a message. And they're going to be talking about COVID, and we're going to be talking about the pandemic and all the stuff. We're on this side now looking back at that thing. So it's going to look totally different as we talk about it now. But this is the cool part. I love this because have you ever noticed that hindsight is 20/20?
Yes, yeah.
People always talk about how good a war is or how bad a war is. But I'm going to tell you something. History tells the truth about what people did in certain situations.
Yeah.
And so we're going to go back and view our own history. And I want you to write some things down so that when we get done, we can talk about it. Isn't that a cool thought?
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're going to be taking communion on here. I don't remember. I didn't go
yeah,
that far.
Yeah, we used to. I was going to say, we used to take communion twice a day then, didn't we?
Well, I'm not sure. But anyways, here we go. All the way back. Get in the time machine. Hold on real tight. We're going all the way back to 2020. And we are going to be studying with these crazy folks right here. Hold on. We just got to do a few clicks. Nope. Got to get this all in the proper perspective. There we go. Everybody on Zoom, welcome. Everybody on Facebook, welcome. Everybody on Zoom, welcome. Here we go. Share the screen. YouTube is up and running.
Hi, Gail.
Gail, welcome. Gail.
You beat me here, even.
Gail Blunt.
Yep.
Hi, Gail. Welcome. Going to be a good program tonight, Gail. All right, can you see that screen?
Yep.
Look how fat my face is. That's just a shame. Got fat on my forehead. Don't you hate it when you get fat on your
face? I do this much.
19. I've got to go up here to 18.
I went to Burger King. I told the girl I was celebrating because my lights, I had my light, headlights off and I got headlights and I had a for ice cream and a Coke.
That's fun.
All right, here we go. Everybody, hang on. It's going to be a fun ride.
He said,
all things
are possible to them that believe. 301,000 in the U.S. Wow, thank you, Susan. That's awesome. That number's not awesome. Thank you for the number. I appreciate it. Jesus said, all things are possible to him that believes. We're going to stand on that verse. We're going to pray for this right now. So let me just grab a couple quick verses to build our faith. Luke 16. And this is 15 through 19. Luke 16:15-19. And we're going to pray about this. We're going to use these verses of scripture. Jesus is walking along, and he says to the disciples, who do men say that I am? They answered different ones. Peter said, Jesus said, whom do you say that I am? The most important thing you'll ever learn is who do you say that Jesus is in your life? Now, let's just talk about a few people. You know, who's probably the biggest pastor in America? Joel Osteen? When it comes to you and me, thank God for Joel Osteen and all the people he's reaching. But when you get in prayer, he's not concerned what Joel Osteen says. He's concerned what you think. Jesus is looking at you tonight saying, who do you think I am? He's saying to me, Samuel, who do you say that I am? And then the words that come out of our mouth is what he has the ability to do for us. Good evening, Brother Jeff. It's good to have you, man. How's things out there in the Southwest? Have they got you guys locked down? Wow. See, Jesus is always very focused on, who do you say that I am? Right now tonight, Brother Kenneth Copeland, who's one of my heroes, is preaching a conference tonight. It's good to have you, man. Yeah, that's the right answer. I always listen to Brother Copeland. He's a very trusted prophet. Very trusted prophet. But God said to me a while ago, wait a minute, what do you think is more important, his prayers or your prayers? And I said, well, my prayers. I'm going to give the right answer. Whose Bible study is more important? His, Brother Joel Osteen's? Rod Parsley? Kenneth? What's the guy's name? John Hagee? Who is it that is actually more important but you?
Help me, Jesus.
Wow, God bless Debbie and Dell and Terry and Kelly. It's awesome. See, when it comes down to this prayer getting answered, God's listening to what you and I are saying. Bless you, Cheryl. Let's keep reading. We're in Matthew 16, verse 17.
I love the
Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. Jesus is saying to Peter, hey, Peter, it's obvious you've been alone with God, my Father, on that issue. You and I can actually say, that's awesome, Jeff. Invite them all. You know, somebody asked last night if they could share this and have a watch party. Absolutely, most certainly. Most certainly. I promise that before I come on, I did all my itching. I scratched all my head, my ears, and my beard. I'll do my best not to scratch anymore while the video's live. No, because see, Jesus is saying to Peter, Peter, you've been with the Father.
Yeah.
No matter what I give us here tonight, the most important thing is write down the references.
Amen.
And if I say a word that catches you and becomes revelation to you, write that down so you can go back and study it later, because the most important study that's ever going to be done is the one that you do with your Bible open and God Almighty by the Holy Spirit helping you get it done. That's the most important one. Look at what he said. 18, and I say to you, Peter, I will build my church on the rock that I am the Christ, the Son of the living God. And look what it says. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. You ready? Say this with me. COVID-19. You don't prevail against the church. Not in America and not around the world. We've just spoke the words of Christ. Hallelujah. Some of you don't know why we shout. See, that revelation just struck me again.
Amen.
And the greatest thing you'll ever get is revelation. Quit trying to get God in your brain. God's not in your brain. God's in your, he's in your heart. He's in your heart. He's in the inside of you. And he's doing his best to get himself out. The Holy Spirit who wrote this book is communing with the Holy Spirit that's on the inside of you, helping get your mind, your will, and your emotions in line with the Word of God and your spirit, man. I'm going to say it again. We'll type it in. Say this with me. I am a spirit.
I am a spirit.
I have a soul.
I have a soul.
I live in a body.
I live in a body.
Trying to pray, but I got to give this. I am a spirit.
I am a spirit.
I have a soul, mind, will, and emotion, and I live in a body.
In a body.
Oh, come on, Brother Doug. Good to see you, man. Death couldn't hold him now. So what we got to realize, Jesus said, I gave you keys of the kingdom.
Yeah.
And what he wants is your lips. He wants you to speak his word back to him against this enemy. Bam.
Bam.
There it is. I am a spirit. I have a soul. I live in the body. Thank you, Angel, for typing it in. I am a spirit. That spirit will never pass away.
Never.
Paul said to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. Or if you don't live right, you go the other way. But anybody that listens to this, to us, listens to me, listens to you, we're going to help them be right with God. And there's no way they're going to miss heaven. It's the simplest thing in the world to get to heaven. Just got to get your heart right and then just walk with him every day. It's there's nothing to it. Back to our verses. Matthew 16:19. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven.
Come on.
Now I want you to notice that Jesus did not put any limitations on this at all. He said, whatever. And whatever is out of line and needs to be brought back into line. That's what we can use the keys of the kingdom of heaven in. Now, our sister Susan put some numbers in there. Go up here real quick and write that down because the notes keep rolling. And here's the thing that we're going to do. We are going to pray and speak to those numbers to come down.
In Jesus'
now,
name.
Let me do one more thing here. Everybody turn your audio devices down so they don't interrupt the message.
Including the pastor.
where was I at?
Don't right. seem to have learned that lesson very well.
I got to do a real quick search here. All right. Let's just go like this. Let's go to Luke 6. We'll just set this up and then we'll pray in a minute. We'll get a few more people here. You know what? If one puts 1,000 to flight, two puts 10,000 to flight, what happens when 20 of us stand in agreement?
Come on, amen.
You watch. Luke, what did I tell you? 6:19. All right, for the notes, let's go 17 through 19. Luke 6, 17 through 19.
All right. I love the word.
All right. Jesus came down out of the mountain with the 12 disciples that he had chosen. 17. And he stood on a level place with a crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem, from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and be healed of their diseases, as well as those who were tormented with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him.
Wow.
For power went out of him, and he healed them all.
The whole crowd.
And he healed them all. What's that mean about the power going out of him? For 2 weeks now, I've taught Romans chapter 8. God bless you, Debbie. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives inside of you and lives inside of me. Same spirit.
Same Holy Spirit.
If you prayed the prayer of salvation and you're doing your best to walk with God, and you've said, Holy Spirit, fill me. He did it. He's in you. And that same spirit that was in Jesus is inside of you. Now, you may not have the understanding of what to do with the power of God sufficiently so you could heal a whole multitude. But you got enough understanding to join with me in agreement. And the prayer of agreement do the same thing that we see, that the power will go out of Jesus right here in this verse. And look at what it says. And he healed them all. And he healed them all. Let's look at one more verse. Acts 10:38. We've been to this one a few times. And we'll be back here again because it's good. Oh, no, we're going to have to look at 2. Acts 10:38. And then we'll pray. Thank you, Susan, for getting those numbers. How God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and with power. And Jesus went about doing good,
healing
all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. How many did he heal?
All.
How much does all include?
All.
There's a breakdown between religion and Jesus, because Jesus healed them all and then told us, I did it, now you go do it. And then we get to church and say, well, you know, he heals some and he doesn't heal others. That's not the price he paid on the cross, folks.
Wow.
He was wounded for our transgressions, Isaiah 53. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement for our peace, we did wrong, so we deserve to be chastised, was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. No explanation except he took stripes, we get healed. All right? We're going now to 1 John 4.
I love the word.
1 John Chapter 4, that's back by the book of Revelations. First John 4:4. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them. That's the wicked spirits of the world. If you go back up and read the rest, the beginning of this chapter, because greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Now, by three witnesses, let everything be established. 1 John 4:4, greater is he that's in me. Who is he that's in me? The Holy Spirit. All right? So then we go back to Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and power, who went about doing good, healing all. So the Spirit's greater than anything in the world. The Spirit helps us to be able to go out and heal everybody that's out there. Romans chapter 8, verse 11 says, the Spirit lives inside of us. And then what we read over here in, what was we at first?
Luke.
Matthew 16.
Luke.
I'll get there. Matthew 16, where Jesus said, I have given you the keys of the kingdom, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven.
Amen.
Let's go to Matthew chapter 6. We'll grab another verse that we can stand on.
Come on, I like these verses.
When you pray, pray this way. 6, verse 10, there it is. 9 through 13. Matthew 6, 9 through 13.
15.
Verse 10. Your kingdom come.
Yes.
Your will be done on this earth.
Earth.
Right. What's now God's will about those numbers I just wrote down? Wiped off the earth. I don't care what the CDC says. I don't care what the president says. I don't care what Italy says or China says or any of the rest of them. I'm coming against this right here so that number goes down. And I'm asking you, my fellow life warriors, to do it with me. All right, I got a skeptic out there, so let's get one more verse. John 10.
Missouri.
Look at what this one says. John 10, 10.
I love the word.
The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. The thief does. Well, look what Jesus said. I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly.
Amen.
Say this with me. I'm a life warrior.
I am a life warrior.
Let me type that in there. I'm a life warrior. What's that? Everywhere you go, you take the life of Jesus with you. Everywhere you go, the life of the Holy Spirit that lives inside of you is going with you. Every room you walk in should be adjusted because God Almighty walks in that room with you. Brother Samuel, don't you think that's a little radical? If you take your Bible in and begin throwing it at people, that's radical.
Yeah.
But knowing that you can walk in any room, anywhere, and have the power of God with you, yeah, that's it. Thank you. Thank you, Jeff and Angel. Think about it. You can walk in any room
and change the atmosphere.
Have the power of God with you. I was listening to one of my heroes preaching the other day. All right, make sure I get busy and pray about this, okay? Because I know I'm going to keep going. All right.
Can you believe I had to?
He's preaching about somebody asking to go to, hey, Brother Ken, good to see you, man. My hero is preaching, and he's talking about how somebody asked him to go to an emergency room and pray for their loved one who it looked like they were going to die. They were already modeling, their arms were turning in, their feet were coming up. And he said, I don't usually go to many hospitals and places because there's a whole staff of people that go do that. That's their ministry. But he said, I thought, you know what? I'm going to go. So he said, we walk in that emergency room, and he said, I've been in a lot of emergency rooms, and I never felt the spirit of death so close in my life. And I, if you've been in very many of them like me, you know that spirit. I've been there a lot. I've seen it. I've been there when they took their last breath, and I've been there when they started breathing, and that's a whole lot better situation when that happens. But he said, the mom said, he's over here. So he walked in, and he said, I'm just looking. They got him all hooked up to all these tubes and all these machines. And he said, if you look at that, you'll lose the faith that's on the inside of you. He said, I just closed my eyes and stood at the end of the bed and said, Jesus, what do I pray? Which is always the most important thing to ask. What do I pray? Because you want to hear the words.
Yeah.
It's in here. You want to hear the words in here to speak there. Because when you hear these words from the Father, led by the Holy Spirit, when you speak them, life happens. And he said, just like that, I heard God say to me, call his spirit into him strong. And you know, he said the kid's name, Bill Jones, come into this body. And he said his arms, his hands were like this, his feet were on, obvious bunch of damage happened. And he said, as soon as I said that, he opened his eyes, stretched out his legs, reached up his arm and said, Mama, I'm hungry.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
And you were there, Sam?
No. That was somebody else.
Oh,
that's their
wow.
Story.
Yeah, I'll catch up with that one in a minute. Thank you, Felicia, for coming.
Felicia Eicher on
wow.
April the 4th.
Thank you, Felicia. That's awesome. That's good. That's a good thing to do. Decorate your home for Palm Sunday. A green branch over your door, in your yard. Cut your tree down and make a big pile of green branches. Hey, cut a bunch of branches, lay them in the yard, and get a donkey and drive your dad around on the donkey all day tomorrow. That's a great idea. I like that. This young man immediately came back to life just like that. And the doctor kind of pushed the preacher out of the way and said, excuse me, sir, I got to work here. He said, hey, doc, that didn't have nothing to do with you. That had everything to do with me. Why don't you get out of the way and stand over there? I've done more for him today than you've done in a week or however long it was.
Yeah.
See, that's the kind of power that's inside of us, guys. As soon as we let God be as big as he is in this book inside of us, that's the power we got. You ready? Let's pray right now. So, the first prayer we're going to pray is our sister Susan gave me these numbers. You don't have to copy them down. But it's 1,187,798 around the world are documented coronavirus cases.
By
who? Everybody just say it. I curse that number
curse
to
that
disappear
number.
And those people be healed. Now, 301,000, 302,000 here in America. Now, you don't get to be here. We, the people of God,
amen,
stand together in faith, and we curse this number. You know, I want to grab one more verse. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. The more of this reread, the more faith comes to you. Matthew 18, Verse 18. This is the principle. Assuredly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you that if two or three of you agree on earth concerning anything, if you don't have it circled, circle it. Concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Now, get a load of this. Jeff's out in the southwest United States. I'm in North Dakota. Angel's down there in Mississippi, Louisiana. Where'd you say you are tonight? There's people all over this nation. And the scripture said, we just read it, that there is God in the midst of us.
God is in the midst of us.
Amen. Well, it's not like we're standing in one room and he's in the midst of us. But by this means of communication, this platform, God is standing right in the midst of us right now today. Mississippi. Mississippi is a good place to be. So here we go. I'm going to say this prayer slow. It's not going to be long.
Yeah.
I asked every one of you to say this prayer with me out loud if you can. Now, you know, you might tell everybody in the house, hey, listen, we're going to pray. Get everybody speaking it. Because where two or three of us agree concerning anything, the Father is listening to this prayer right now. The angels are standing at attention in heaven, waiting for you and I to speak this word so they can run speedily, carrying out the authority of God's word here in this earth. Thank you, Susan, for Michigan. Wow. As soon as I said that, carrying out that authority, I can feel the presence and power of God building up on the inside of me right now. Wow. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Let's pray. You pray this with me. Father, in Jesus' name, we come to you boldly and confidently. Hebrews chapter 4 says, come boldly to the throne. And tonight we come boldly. We may not be a large group, but we're standing here tonight in agreement before the throne room of God saying, coronavirus, die in Jesus' name. Jesus is on that throne, on the right hand. Look at Jesus and say, Jesus, you came to give life.
You came to give life.
You live inside of me.
You live inside.
And on this earth, I use your name.
And on this earth, I use your
coronavirus. Around this world, die in Jesus' name. You want to get a little more bold? Just get real bold. Point out the window if you want and say, Jesus is the name above you, coronavirus. Your power is severed all over this world. Say this with me. 300,000 people in the United States of America.
300,000 people.
Be free from this coronavirus right now. 9:28 Central Time. In the name of Jesus. We agree together. Therefore, it is done. And as the word of God states, he heals them all. Wait, let's say it again. As the word of God says,
as the word of God says,
Jesus heals them all.
Jesus heals them all.
Man, I don't know if you can tell, sense, feel that, but every time I say that, I can just feel the power of God coming out of this. Say it again. As the word of God says,
the word of God,
300,000 people,
300,000 people
with the coronavirus,
with the coronavirus,
Jesus heals you all.
Jesus heals you all.
And we shall glory.
And we shall glory.
Because we ask, we will receive.
We will receive.
Because we sought you, Lord.
Because we sought you, Lord.
We have found you.
We have found you.
Because we knocked.
Because we knocked.
The door has been opened.
The door has been
opened. And we see this number drop immediately.
We see this number drop.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Oh my goodness.
In Jesus' mighty name. Phew. Man. You know, that's the somebody asked me once, why are you so crazy about God and the Bible? Because I know what just happened. You and I can tell right now what just happened. And you watch those numbers. They're gonna just go down to the bottom. And they're gonna stand there and say, what happened? What happened? Listen. They can say whatever they want, but if nobody shows up at the hospital with a sickness, they have to say it is done.
Boy, they don't, do they?
And what the wow. CDC don't know, and the president and the governor and the mayor and your senators and everybody around the world who's wicked, they don't realize God goes behind every door. He is all present. He is everywhere. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was poured out on the whole earth.
The whole earth.
Not parts of it. Wow. I keep getting juiced, man.
Hallelujah. When you get juiced. Don't you love that?
Woo! Hey, everybody keep looking. Maybe the glory cloud's coming in tonight. Hallelujah. I love it. We've been talking about the Holy Spirit all week long, and I declare that it manifests in your life and in your house
Amen.
And in your family in Jesus'
Amen.
Mighty name.
Amen. Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Let's pray another prayer. Let's pray another prayer. And I think it would be too impossible to name all the cities. But this prayer is going to be focused on the places where the government, the local governments or the state government feels like they got to just bind everybody right down in their house. So let's go after those places first. You ready? Everybody just shout it. I'm a life warrior.
I'm a life warrior.
Matter of fact, everybody just type it in. I'm going to type it in myself. Matter of fact, I'm going to put my caps on. I am a life warrior.
Who'd have known that would have got you deleted?
Just type it in there. Everybody just type it in. I'm a life warrior.
I'm a life warrior.
Everywhere I go, I bring life and life more abundantly. Why? Because Jesus is inside of
it. Hallelujah.
This
guy's preaching pretty good. You ought to listen to him.
Okay, here we go. Here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go. You know, tomorrow celebrates the day when Jesus rode into the city. And there you go, here they come. That's awesome. God bless you guys. He rode into the city And they said, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Well, listen, you and I aren't Jesus, but listen to what the word says. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. You and I are coming in Jesus' name tonight. We're not praying this prayer in the name of Sam or Angel or Ken or Susan or Jeff. We're speaking this in the name of the Lord, and the word of God says, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. That's a good promise.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I know this tonight. Revelation is flowing in this thing tonight. Ah, some of you have said this week, I want to be in one of those situations where the power of God manifests like you've been telling us, Brother Samuel. I'm going to tell you right now, as much word as we've been in this week, it's happening right now,
right
now. Tonight, right now, that presence is manifesting where you are right now because of the word of God. And because we're just saying, we receive it. We receive it.
We
receive it, Jesus. We receive it. You ready? I'm starting with New York City. Just pray it with me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we speak over New York City, San Francisco, Houston, New Orleans, Atlanta, Miami, and every other large city around the nation.
Every other large city.
And around the world. We declare this situation.
We declare this situation.
That has everybody stuck in their house.
That has us all. We're loose.
Immediately comes to an end.
Immediately comes to an
end. According to the word of God.
According to the word of God.
Jesus? Wait, just let me pray this by myself for a minute. Jesus, you said, the word of God says that when you calm the storm, immediately
they were
at the other side. You calm the storm in the middle, and immediately they were at the other side. The word of God states, Jesus, that Philip was baptizing that Ethiopian eunuch, and immediately he was found in another city.
My. Preach or something.
Your men that wrote this book use that word immediately all the time. We declare in every one of these places that has severe lockdown, immediately this situation is done in Jesus' name.
In Jesus.
Say it with me. Immediately.
Immediately. Wow.
All of this binding situation is done in Jesus' name. Say this with us. Say this with me. All of the citizens
of the United States
are released to go back to their life.
Are released to go back to their life.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Boy, did that take a long time?
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty, mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Based on the holy word of God. Based on the holy word of God. Goodness sakes. I hope that you can sense and feel and experience this power of God that is right here in this place right now. I am telling you, you know what? It you might be in a house that's really noisy, and you might not be able to get the effect of it. You might be in a situation where you just can't experience the same thing. But I'm going to tell you right now, the power of God is in this room. It's not just a statement. It is a very interesting situation.
It's right here, right now.
Because we're speaking to this.
Yeah. And
heaven has been waiting all week for men and women of God to stand up boldly and declare, thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven.
In heaven.
Because God's will in heaven is no more virus, no more house arrest,
amen,
lockdown, whatever they call it. God wants every one of us to be at church in the morning.
Amen.
He wants us all there.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Now, let's do this. Let's sing a song.
All right, then. Here we go.
Hey, one thing we've learned this week is how to sing. I don't have no guitar, and that's one of my favorite instruments, especially when it's a electric guitar, and you got somebody that really knows how to bend the strings and put a little distortion in it. Woo! I love it. Well, let's sing a song that everybody knows. I think everybody knows it.
I hope everybody knows it.
Let's sing Praise God From Whom All Blessings Flow.
Oh, we know that one. Let's see if he gets the right pitch.
Holy Spirit, you're welcome here. You ready? Come on, let's hear all the sopranos. Get yourself tuned up. Come on. All your altos, tenors, all the basses. Let's sing Praise God From Whom All Blessings Flow.
Here we go.
One, two. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Let's do it again. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. What was that noise?
Come on.
That was an interesting noise. I don't know quite what it was, but hallelujah. It's Jeff. It's Jeff playing the keyboards. All right, brother. Thank you, Father. Let's just pray a prayer of thanksgiving. Wow.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
We feel like Jesus right now.
Wow.
When he stood at the tomb of Lazarus. And he looked up to heaven and he said, Father, I know you hear my prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
And then he said, I know you always hear my prayer. So these will know who you are. Lazarus, come forth. People bound, who were bound by the coronavirus virus, come forth.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Glory to your name, Jesus.
Glory, 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 glory.
Glory to your name, Glory to your name, Jesus. The name that is above every name.
Hallelujah.
That name that makes demons tremble, submit, and get out. That name that is the greatest name on the face of this earth. Thank you. Thank you. The book of John says, and we know, if you hear us,
we know.
And we do know, because we just prayed according to your holy word,
yes,
that we will have the petition that we have asked of you. We ask it, and we spoke it boldly. And we're your life warriors. You can count on us. That wherever we go, that we take you.
Yeah.
That we take you with us. And no matter what death, no matter what pain or hurt, you, Jesus, will do the work through us. And people's lives will be changed forever.
Thank you.
In Jesus' mighty name. In your mighty name we pray, Jesus. In your mighty name.
God is good.
In your mighty name. We pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Wow. Wow. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm sure glad all y'all showed up tonight. You brought a pretty powerful presence with you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If you have anybody specifically that you need, that you know needs their prayer, use their first name only. You can put it in here. We'll get those names. We'll pray for them in a little while. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I feel like singing another song.
Let's do it. It's interesting being your own cheerleader.
The last time I tried to play one, I got in Facebook trouble, and I don't want to go to Facebook jail.
Like all the rest of you jailbirds.
So, if I could only imagine, I'd sing it. Hallelujah. I'll bail you out.
Ken said I'll bail you out. Thank you, Brother Ken. I hope you're with us tonight, Ken. I sent you a
note. Well, I've been in Facebook jail before, and
love you, Ken.
None of you came to help me.
No.
Hallelujah.
No, Ken, no.
Oh,
Ken Brumbaugh, welcome.
Well,
the man's preaching. Just listen to him.
That's all right. Our praises. Let's just sing another hymn. Somebody got one you want to sing? I don't. If I could find a way to put it up here, Angel, I'd have you sing it again, but I don't know how to make you live here. I've been trying to figure that out for a day now. Good to see you, Gwen. Thank God for the answers in your life. Somebody give us a hymn we can sing, a hymn of praise. I already sang my song, so give me a song and we'll sing it. Anybody got one? Wow, that's a good one. Amazing Grace. Well, that's a good song, Ken. You guys are determined to get me to click that button, but that's what sends me to Facebook jail. So. And I don't know how long I have to stay. Ready? I don't know the words good enough, or I would lead us in that song, guys. Let's sing Amazing Grace. That's a good one. That's a good song. Let's just sing it.
Let's just sing it.
You might say, what are we doing? Well, we're just being us. We're having our own little prayer service, worship time. I don't know what you call this. We're having our Facebook Live, and this is where God led us. You ready? Let's sing. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home when we've been there 10,000 years. Bright shining as the sun, we to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Let's sing Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. 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 Wow. My. I'm going to get my Bible out. Anybody want to do some studying?
Yeah, I do. Let's study right now. Been taking a long time to get here.
Hopefully we're all harmonizing on your end.
We were harmonizing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We are.
I never thought I'd ever sing on Facebook.
And then I never thought I'd sing with myself on Facebook.
Here we are. Thank you for being a part of this.
I love this.
Thank you for being a part of this. I was, today I was an essential worker. And went out and did some work. Our local college is doing a remodel and friends with one of the guys there, and he needed some help, and I didn't work these muscles in a few days. I don't want to get lazy. How about you? Some of you probably got to start doing push-ups and sit-ups. If you live in the apartment complex, go run up and down the stairs. That'll give you some exercise. If you have a basement, then run up and down. Well, be careful running up and down your stairs. Move all the paint cans off before you do. And yoga. Who's the guy that, the famous guy that did the exercise video? You might even get out your old Richard Simmons exercise videos. If they keep me bound in here long enough, I might make one myself. Just so you back when you just when you come back Monday night, we'll all be doing exercises. No, this week I had a bunch of notes, and I really felt all day long today that I was to finish these notes up and finish this thought process. did you get me a cup of coffee, man? So I just want to finish these, and if you want a copy of the notes, I'll send them to you. I need to wipe my eyes or something. Thank you, Jesus, for your wonderful presence here tonight.
Amen, amen, amen.
No, thank you. Thank you for your wonderful presence tonight. Thank you for your word.
Wow.
Look at what it produces. Now, in order so we don't go for 4 hours tonight, I'm just going to start at the top and read down through the verses I have in my notes. And I have them all on a, you know, in my notepad here, so I won't have to turn to them. If you want, Angel, you can type them in. I'll give you the reference of what I'm going to say. I just want to read them in a straight line and then get down to where we left off and start from there so that I can get this outline done this week. And so Monday morning we can, or Monday night we can be back doing what we're doing. God bless America. You know, I think I'm going to do that tonight when we get done, because I've never seemed to have a problem sharing Reed Greenwood's song, but I don't want to go to jail. Never been in jail in my life. Don't want to start now. All right. So the first verse we had was 1 Corinthians 15:34.
Love the word. I love the word. Taking you too long to get there, though. Come on.
Let me just see here. Oh, that ain't going to work. 1 Corinthians 15:34. Write the references down. And then if you want these, I can give them to you, but it's all written out like they're my notes. All right, here we go. Awake to righteousness, and you will not sin.
I love that.
Some do not have the knowledge of God. I speak this to their shame. There's a verse in the Old Testament. I don't have the reference. It said, God receives no glory in the death of the wicked. The Jeremiah verse, I believe. Maybe Ezekiel. Romans 11:29. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. The gifts and callings. Everybody say it. I am called.
I am called.
I have coffee.
I have coffee. Amen.
For the gifts and callings of God are irrevocable. Romans 11:33-36. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. Remember, he put some gifts, callings, and abilities on the inside of you. 34. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become his counselor? Or who has first given to him, and it shall be repaid to him? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
The gifts and callings of God are irrevocable, and all the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God, when he gave you your gifts. He's the one that placed it within you, and that verse says, look at the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God, and he put his gift inside of you. That's pretty cool. 2 Timothy 1:6.
I love the word.
2 Timothy 1:6.
You know, we quit saying that because they started deleting our comments, but I love the
Second
word.
2 Timothy.
Take that, Facebook.
Not 1 Timothy. 1:6.
I'll study with myself if you don't let me get on and preach.
Angel's probably already got it in there. I'm going to go to I'm just going to read 3-7. I thank God whom I serve with a pure conscience as my forefathers did. As without ceasing, I remember you in my prayers day and night. You guys have all made it to my prayer list. Greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of your tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, I see you guys studying. I see the revelation coming. When I call to remembrance this genuine faith that's in you, Paul said to Timothy, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also, I remind you to stir up the gift of God, which is in you, through the laying on of my hands. Now, Paul had laid hands on Timothy. And guess what? In so doing, the gift came on him.
Amen.
For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. Every single one of us that's here tonight are a prayer warrior. Every single one of us can take this word like we prayed earlier and pray those words again. Every one of us can. You can speak it with as much faith and boldness as I spoke it tonight. And Paul is saying, stir up that gift. Use it. Reuse it. Faith comes
by hearing.
Because of the predictable word of God. I'm gonna type this in. This is really a good statement. Faith comes because of the predictable word of God.
A powerful statement.
That cannot fail. Fear grips people. Because they meditate in unpredictable rather than the predictable. Hopefully that's right. Grab it and meditate in that. The only reason that you and I, as born-again believers filled with the Holy Spirit of God, would not have great confidence in God, his word, and the power of God working in us out to help other people, is that we meditate in the wrong thing. Psalm chapter 1 says that we would meditate in the law day and night, and when we do, we become like a tree planted by the rivers of water. We will always produce fruit in our season. Our leaf will not wither, and whatsoever we do will prosper. Joshua chapter 1. Meditate in the law day and night. Then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Deuteronomy, if you want to put this in, Angel, that's just verses 1 through 14. Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14. It shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of your Lord your God, and do all I've commanded you, our commandments are love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself, that the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. Ready? That includes China. That includes Russia. That includes any Muslim nation that hates us. That's the promise of God. Verse 2, all these blessings will come upon you and overtake you. That means they're going to come up from behind you and overtake you because you obey the word of the Lord. Verse 3, blessed will you be in the city and blessed will you be in the country. Verse number 4, blessed is going to be the fruit of your basket and all your herds. Verse number 5, blessed is going to be your food when you make it. You know what? The greatest food you'll ever eat is church food. It was blessed when they made it, and they usually make their favorite dish, and it's blessed when you eat it because somebody's going to say a prayer over it. That's the most blessed food you'll ever eat. Verse 7 is one of my favorite verses. Every one of you should stand on this verse right now. If they have you locked down in your house, Now listen to them and don't do something stupid, but look at verse 7. Oh, did I miss 6? Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. You saw I put the picture up that I have on my door at my house. Brother Jerry Savelle sells on his website a, what do you call that?
Doormat.
In front of the door?
Doormat. A doormat.
A doormat. That literally says, I'm blessed coming in, blessed going out. He's got a doormat to put in front of your door. Verse 7. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to flee before your face.
Flee before your face.
That's why we can pray bold and be confident.
For those of you on Facebook,
they will come out against you one way and flee seven ways. You want to say it with me? Let's just pray right now. Father, in Jesus' name, we speak this word. This enemy that has tried to shut the world down,
according to your holy word,
must flee seven directions.
Must flee seven directions.
And be defeated in front of our face.
Defeated in front of our face.
We say this in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Woo!
Verse 8.
Preach,
the Lord will command the blessing.
I don't even know.
This is a commanded blessing for you. Not just a blessing.
It's a commanded blessing.
When God commands a blessing on you, that's a blessing that nobody can do away with.
I might have to take over and just start.
It don't matter what they do. They can't do it away with it. Hi, Tisha. And your storehouses? Look at what it says. In all you set your hand to. Make sure you're putting your hand to good stuff. He will bless you in the land where you live. Verse 9. The Lord will establish you a holy people. All of your greatest efforts will never make you holy.
Wow.
But Jesus' righteousness will.
Wow.
And the Father establishing you and I as a holy people. Wow. Meditate in the law day and night.
Wow.
And God will establish you as a holy people unto himself. Thus as he swore, you keep the commandments and you walk in his ways. Remember, I'm going to say this often. Our commandments that you and I obey in the New Testament, all of the law and the prophets are summed up in these two. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. 10, all the people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they'll be afraid of you. Listen, the ones that are afraid of you are those who don't want our God. Everybody else would be like, I've got to figure out what you got. I want some of that.
Yes, amen.
You'll know you've got God on the inside. Powerful. When people start saying there's something different about you, don't look at them and say, well, yeah, I gained 50 pounds. No, they're seeing God on the inside of you. Have you seen those memes about the first day of the quarantine and then the 50th day? Verse 11, the Lord will be plenteous in your goods, your body, your livestock, your ground. That's your business. Whatever your business is, bless what it is you've done and are doing. The owner of your business will really appreciate that.
Yeah, he will.
12, the Lord will open to you his good treasure. All right, we'll pray for that. That's a serious prayer. We'll pray for that in about three more verses, Tisha. The Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens to give rain in your season and to bless the work of your hand. Look at what this says. You will lend to many nations and not borrow. Guys, this is God's promises to you and I because Abraham believed God and we believe God. We get this in our life. He said, you're going to lend to many nations and not borrow. Look at this. He's going to make you the head and not the tail. Above only and not beneath. Do not turn aside and go after the ways of our enemy. Now, if you go into the rest of that chapter, those are all the curses that you and I have been redeemed from. Say it. Thank God I'm redeemed from the curse in Jesus' name. Now, I want to pray for the people that's still out there in retail. Because I can only imagine in cities where there's no other place to go but the grocery store because they got everything locked down, that's going to be the place where people go when they got to get out of the house. So let's pray for two things here. Wow. Let's pray for the store and everybody there. And let's pray that people find peace in their life. That they come face to face with who they are. I saw a post the other day. There was a group of people that were saying, what's your favorite song during this quarantine? And one of them put Michael Jackson, The Man in the Mirror. And I thought, that's a person that's coming face to face with themselves and realizing they got to get some things different. Have you sang that song lately? Do you know it? Some of you are like, don't sing that song. No. All right, thank you, Jeff. Let's pray for this for the retail people. Father, in the name of Jesus, right now.
In the,
day, the same prayers that we've prayed tonight focused on the coronavirus, those that were affected by it and are no longer affected by it. Because we sent your word out around the world. We added our prayers to the prayer, the effectual fervent prayer of every righteous person that's been praying. Now we add our prayers to those that's in retail. The store owners, the managers, the employees,
yes.
All the truck drivers that bring in the produce and everything that's needed there.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, we speak peace.
We speak peace.
Naturally, those stores are prospering probably like never before.
In the name
of Jesus. They're doing good with the flow of money. But we speak peace. Everybody say, I declare peace in my grocery store.
In our grocery store. Amen.
Name whatever stores in your community. Walmart. Cashwise. Albertsons. I speak peace there.
Speak peace.
I declare, Lord, that Christians will just walk into place and in their shop and say, may the peace of God fill this place.
Peace, 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 peace.
In the name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Pray this with me. Say, may the peace of God,
may the peace of God
come to the lives of every person.
Come to the lives
in my community. You speaking it over your community. Say it again. May the peace of God,
may the peace of God
come into the lives,
come into the
lives of every person,
of every person
in my community.
In my community.
In the name
in
of Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus, you live inside of us.
Thank you, Lord.
You are the Prince of Peace. by our words and our prayers. We release that Prince of Peace into our community.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
May people who have never known you turn to the gospel right here, right now, and come to live streams just like this one.
In the name of Jesus.
And receive the blessing. Maybe you're here right now tonight watching this stream, and you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life. Everybody pray this prayer with us. You ready? Everybody pray this prayer. Pray it in faith. Those of you that's already prayed it, pray it again just in faith for people in your community to find this. Say, Father God, in Jesus' name.
Father God, in Jesus' name.
I know I need you in my life.
I know I need you in my life.
Every day.
Every day.
According to John chapter 1.
According to John chapter 1.
When I receive Jesus.
When I receive Jesus.
He gives me the power.
He gives me the power.
To become a child of God.
To become a child of God.
Jesus, I receive you now.
Jesus, I receive you now.
I believe that you died.
I believe that you died.
And you rose again.
You rose again.
And you just gave me new life.
And you just gave me new
life. I thank you for it.
I thank you.
I'm a child of God.
I am a child of God.
Ready? Don't stop. Say this with me. Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
And understand the Word of God.
Understand the Word of God.
In every area of my life.
In every area of
my life. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
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 Now, if you just prayed that prayer for the first time, welcome to the greatest family on the face of the earth.
Amen.
Welcome to the greatest life you've ever known.
Yes.
The Prince of Peace just invaded your life. Peace drove out any war that's going on in the inside. You just were changed from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light, to the kingdom of his dear son, Jesus. That's what happened to you. And if you're new to this and you don't understand all this, send me a text. Send me an email. Instant message me right here on Facebook Messenger. Don't send me all that junk mail, though. I don't want that. I don't open it. I just delete it. Because I can't afford I refuse to have viruses, but my Apple's pretty good. But you let us know, we'll help you walk with God. We truly will. This is the first day of the rest of your life. It's the greatest day you've ever had. From now on, you can say, I am born again, filled with the Holy Spirit of God, and I'm ready to move through this world and walk with God every day. And walk with God every day in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. You know, I don't know where the time goes when we get on here. I just don't know. I want to pray for the doctors and the nurses now. So let's do that. And I'm just going to lead us in a prayer. Listen, greater than me leading in a prayer and you just saying amen is all of us saying it together in agreement. That's a power. Because Psalm 133 says, how good and pleasant it is
for the brethren
to dwell together in unity. It's like the holy anointing oil that flowed down the head and the beard of Aaron down onto his robe. I like the next part too. It says it's like the dew of Hermon. The dew on Mount Hermon.
Thank you, Lord.
You ever notice when you get dew on the grass, it covers everything? When brethren, when we dwell together in unity, the last verse of Psalm 133 says, there is the commanded blessing.
Thank you, Lord.
God commands
you, Lord.
A blessing. So I'll lead us. I'll give you about 3 or 4 words. Anybody else need a cup of coffee? A big sip? Get them pipes all straightened out.
I'm getting you mixed up, you and your brother. Your twin.
Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, pray with me. Father, in the name of Jesus. We speak over the doctors.
We speak over
the nurses.
The nurses.
All the people.
All the people.
Who support them.
Housekeeping.
Those in the kitchen. Every part of our hospitals. We speak the peace of God.
Wow.
Hi, Dave.
Speak this over your local hospital. All right? Say, in my hospital. Now you say the name, C-H-I. We declare healing in every room because you, Jesus, are the healer.
You, Jesus, are the healer.
Whether they have medication. Whether they understand what's happening. May the healing power of God spread through the hospital in my community.
In the mighty name.
And everybody be healed. Because Jesus, you healed them all.
You healed them all.
And we believe your word.
And we believe your word is true.
And speak it about our town right now. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Let's pray over the police officers. You ready? In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We speak over the police,
over
the fire department, over the EMS.
Peace
into your lives. We declare no violence in our street.
May all the violent people
who are afraid of the virus. Sit in front of the TV. Or Facebook and get themselves right with God.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. And our police officers just say, we have nothing to do. Because peace is in our community.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Now, folks, that's not believing something that's impossible. I mean, look at how peaceful it was in Mayberry with Barney and Andy. We're talking about the Prince of Peace here.
Amen.
And he lives in you. And he lives in everyone else in your town who is a believer and has received Jesus as the Lord and Savior. They may not realize he's in there, but he is in there. The Prince of Peace is in them. The Prince of Peace is in them. And he's moving in your community right now in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, who else should we pray for? Because there's no way I'm going to get all my notes done tonight.
That's the first time that
I feel. I feel like Peter. Every time I try to get through these notes, we just go somewhere else. So guess what? I ain't worried about those notes anymore. What else do we need to pray for? Does somebody have a question you want me to answer? Either that, or we'll just spend the rest of the night all of us singing together. In the name of Jesus. What haven't we prayed for yet, babe? Do you think we should?
Wow. There's still 36 minutes, so.
All right.
We're going to do something.
I want us to pray. I want us to pray right now for our politicians.
All right. Now I got to have coffee.
And speak the word of God over them. Now we have some very specific scriptures on that. I'll read those. Romans chapter 13. This is a verse that many people are having, they're really looking close at right now. Romans 13, and that's verses 1 through 7. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Now, let me just remind you, here in America, we're one nation under God, and our authority comes from our Constitution, not a specific person. The people who are in Washington, D.C., and in your state capital, they're our employees. We're the ones that hire them, and we're the ones that fire them. So make sure you get the right point of view on this chapter. Verse number 3. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For he is God's minister to you for good. If you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. That don't have nothing to do with people that do wrong in our governing positions. And you and I, we're going to pray about this right now. We're going to see them who are wicked be removed. For he is God's minister and avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. When you, our government leaders, practice evil, that verse is against you. 5. Therefore, you must be subject not only because of wrath, but also for conscience sake. For because of this, you pay taxes. They're God's ministers attending continually to this very thing. Render, therefore, to all their due, taxes to whom taxes are due, customs to whom customs are due, fear to whom fear is due. 2 Timothy, how are we doing?
Doing good.
Second Timothy. Uh-oh. Second Timothy. I don't have it underlined. Paul says, pray first for those who are in authority. All right. Maybe it's not 2 Timothy. Maybe it's 1 Timothy. There it is. 1 Timothy 2. Therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God. Pray for these that are in authority. You and I, when we pray for our authorities, we pray, God bless them, God help them, and most of all, if you're not going to do right and you're going to do wickedly, you're out of there.
Yeah.
And if you refuse to do right and to continually do wickedly and to pervert our God-given document called the Constitution, we're out of there. Whether you make our votes wrong or not, we remove you by the word of God.
We remove them by the word of God.
Can I get an amen from anybody
amen.
On that
Hallelujah.
One? So you ready? Let's pray right now for our governing authorities according to the word of God. Here we go. If you want to pray with me, I'll pray it slow and I won't be long so that we can speak this and get it done. Everybody hold on just a second here. Let me look at something.
Help him find it, Jesus. Help him find it.
We're almost there. Everybody just hang in there.
Please help me, Leanne. Please help me.
I'm just checking something real quick here.
For those of you wondering why I'm talking, it's because we're remembering one of our videos from long ago. He was quiet.
I found a prayer today that I wanted to share with you. And where am I at here?
Williston, North Dakota.
But I don't see it. It's all right. We'll get it later. Let's pray. God bless you, Tisha. Thanks for your help. Let's pray for our authorities. Ready? Father, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We pray for our president.
President.
Our vice president. All of the cabinet. The senators and representatives.
All of them.
The Supreme Court. Our governors, our state leaders in the House of Representatives and the Senate. Our local mayor and every other political office. We respect our great Constitution.
Yes, we do.
Because according to it, you, God, gave us rights.
You gave us the rights.
And we stand in those rights today.
In Jesus'
name. In the name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of
Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, say this with me. Beyond my ability to see.
Beyond my ability to see.
With my natural eye.
These natural eyes.
How to help them do what they should.
You, Lord,
have been a part of every meeting,
you've been a part of every meeting
that has ever gone on in any political office.
Any political office.
Expose
the wickedness
and strengthen the righteousness.
And strengthen the righteousness.
Wow, say it with me. In the words of our great anthem.
In the words of our great anthem.
Long may this land be bright with freedom's holy light.
Protect us, Lord,
by thy great might.
Great God,
our King.
Our King.
We thank you for it.
Thank you for it.
In Jesus' mighty name.
We
expect to see results of this prayer
immediately
in America, in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And amen. Amen. Hey, Brother Gary Sparks. Oh, my goodness. I haven't seen Gary Sparks since 1982. Maybe 83.
God bless Gary.
God bless you, sir. Gary Sparks was my roommate in a Christian school we both attended in Jackson, Kentucky. Gary Sparks, John Berkey, and Mark Bettleton. What a crew we were. It's good to see you, brother. Thanks for coming by. Man, man, God's doing some stuff here. Now, I want to pray for America. I want to pray for God to bless America and protect her in ways. Wow. You ready? Let's dig a couple verses up.
Here we go.
Psalm 103. Go there with me.
All right. I love the word.
Psalm 103. How many of you have been reading this one every day when you wake up? Come on, now it's time to testify.
I am.
Can you testify? I've been reading it.
I am.
Psalm 103. And just when you put that one in, Angel, just let it be the whole chapter. Look at what this says. Psalm 103. And we're going to start with verse number 1. And see what God says about you and I. I encouraged every one of you here to read this psalm every day before you get out of bed.
Do it.
Read it.
Just
right out loud.
Right out loud.
I know that might be weird for some of you, but come on. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. This psalm is powerful because it covers every area of your whole life. Psalm 103, verse 1. Bless the Lord,
O my
soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Some of you didn't know that as a Christian, you have a benefits package. Here it is. Wait, remember this. 2 Corinthians 5:21, you're an ambassador. Romans chapter 8, you're an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. So you're an ambassador. You're an heir. 2 Corinthians 5:18, you're a new creation. All right? And then in Ephesians chapter 4, you're called a servant.
Yeah.
Now, so God's kingdom. And here's your benefit package. I like a good benefit package. Many people have said your benefit package as a Christian is out of this world. No, it isn't. It's right here in this world. Verse 2.
Bless you, Brother Ken.
Forget not all his benefits. Like you might be like me. And remember all his benefits. The King James and the New King James has a lot of double negatives, which is the same thing as the affirmative, but I just like to put it in the affirmative. And remember all his benefits. Number one, look what it says. He forgives all your iniquities.
Hallelujah.
How many of them?
All of them.
All of them. We're going to go down here a little farther. He not only forgives them, he throws them way out in the sea of his forgetfulness. Mary Parker, wow, some of you need to go back and listen to last week's messages and hear the story about Mary Parker. Make your hair stand on end, not because it's messed up either. Verse 3, forgives all your iniquities, heals all your diseases.
All of them. And puts a no fishing sign up. Amen.
All right, one of you read it out loud. Who heals all your diseases. Remember what we read about Jesus tonight? And he healed them all. I don't know what else to tell. He puts the no fishing sign up. That's good, Angel. Listen, he heals all your diseases. And then Jesus healed all the diseases. Start expecting everywhere we go, all diseases to be healed.
Amen.
Everywhere. 4, he redeems your life from destruction.
I like that.
This time right now we live in America, this verse is working for us right now.
Amen.
This is one of our benefits. God is redeeming us from destruction. Say it with me. God redeem America from destruction.
God redeem America from destruction.
In Jesus' name, amen.
You guys didn't say anything. You were supposed to be.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17. For he crowns your life with loving kindness.
Hallelujah.
And his tender mercies.
Hallelujah.
He crowns you.
He crowns you with it.
With loving kindness and tender mercy. Psalm 23 says, the hound dogs of heaven, goodness and mercy follow you all the days of your life. You might say, Brother Samuel, why am I not seeing this coming in my life right now? Well, might be this. You might be saying things you got to stop saying. Because Brother Job said in chapter 6, hold it, I'm going to watch my tongue and keep my tongue. Teach me how to talk right. Because Job said, that which I feared and spoke has greatly come upon me. Job himself said why it happened to him. 5, who satisfies your mouth with good things so your youth is renewed like an eagle.
Preach it, brother.
Your youth.
Preach it.
Your ability to stay young. Get this mouth working. Say this verse every single day. Moses was 120 years old, and his eyesight hadn't dimmed, and his natural strength had not abated. That's found in Psalm 90, verse.
You really get it?
Nope. Nope. Somebody find it.
You're not doing the right verse.
Anyways, we'll find that. God satisfies your mouth with good things.
Good things.
Put the word in your mouth and speak it out.
Amen.
Say it. So my youth is renewed like an eagle. You find that verse for me.
My youth is renewed like an eagle.
So my youth is renewed like an eagle. Verse 6. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. Is there oppression in America right now tonight? All over the whole world. Many people believe that it was done by a specific nation. Moses was 120, his eyesight hadn't been. Many people believe it was done by a wicked person. I don't know. I really don't care because I speak this verse right here. Execute righteousness and justice, Lord, for us against those who are trying to destroy America. In Jesus' name, amen. You want to say it with me?
Amen.
Say it with me. Listen to how I say this. Lord, execute justice for America in this time that somebody is oppressing us and bring justice against them, whoever they are.
Whoever they are.
And America be strong.
And America be strong.
Guess what you just did? You freed your own life from offense because you don't have to worry about who it is. And you don't have to go to the news to watch who it is that falls. It doesn't matter. We just spoke the word of God and he can't fail that word. He can't fail it. He will not fail that word.
He will not fail his word.
Why? Because he said it. And then, according to the book of Isaiah, my word will not return void unto me. It will accomplish the purpose for which it was sent. Think about America. America is the brightest shining light and beacon of hope of the whole world.
Of the whole world.
The only nation on earth created to give glory to God.
Come on, man.
Therefore, God's watching out for this nation beyond anything of anybody else. And he's taking care of every nation. You see, the pilgrims named Jesus Lord here. You ready? Say it with me. Jesus,
Jesus.
We name you Lord of America.
You Lord over America. Again.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Deuteronomy 34, 7. Thank you, guys. Appreciate your help. Deuteronomy 34, verse 7. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes were not dim, nor his natural vigor diminished. Wait, let's go back to 1. Verse 1, 34, 1. Moses went up from the plains of Moab to the top of Mount Nebo. He's 120. He went from the valley to the mountaintop all by himself to the very top of Pisgah so God could show him the whole land of Israel.
Wow. Wow.
And he did it by himself.
Wow.
And it doesn't say that it took him 40 days. Caleb and Joshua were 80 years old when they got to Canaan land and began to conquer the land that God had given them. That verse says, he satisfies your mouth, the words you speak, with good things from this word. So your youth is renewed like an eagle. You can see that I've got a little work to add this hair, but all that hair is growing back.
All growing back.
Because my blood vein doesn't run with the coddles or the bondguards. It runs with Jesus Christ's
amen,
name.
Amen, amen, amen. I got a new
blood. The glory of an old man is his gray head, not a bald one. If it's gray and it's bald, you got problems. So I decided, since Jesus knows how many hairs are on my head,
amen.
I want that number I told him the first time I said
amen,
that verse.
Amen. Hair grow, hair grow.
In Jesus' mighty name. And I want it to be all blonde hair because that's the color of my hair. In Jesus' name. Where are we at? Oh, the Lord's executing righteousness for us. See, this is how you take this word and we drive out all these enemies of America. Do you know when we pray that prayer, God execute righteousness and justice for us because we're oppressed? Do you know that that deals with the Democrats, the Republicans, the Independents, the Greenhouse people, the Blue House people, anybody from any place, any nation around the world that hates us, all the foreign spies that might be in this land right now, anybody who may have brought the virus from anywhere around the world on purpose? When we speak the word of God, whether we know their name or not, the angels of the Lord run and take this word and go do their work.
Come on, Jesus, come on.
And I believe you better go vote. Please go vote.
Please vote.
Get your vote on the side of righteousness. Get your vote on the side of people that stand up for God. And if you say there's no one in your place that's righteous, well, then let's start asking God to give us righteous people that'll run so we can vote for them. Let's go all the way down. Let's go to verse 11. As the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far he has removed our transgressions from us. 2 Chronicles chapter 7.
Verse list tonight,
no. Second Chronicles, chapter 7.
No matter how many times you look in First Chronicles, it's not there.
Some of you have heard me talk a lot this week about the times I've been in services where the power of God was so strong that people couldn't stand up. Well, that's what 2 Chronicles chapter 7 is. This is when they dedicated the temple. And it says in verse 2 that the priest could not enter the house of the Lord because of the glory of the Lord. Right there in God's word.
God wants to do it again.
It is possible for the glory of God to come in the building so strong. His glory was here tonight when we were praying earlier. I mean, his glory is still here. It's not manifested right now like it was then, but that glory is still here right now. You're experiencing it online through a camera.
Amazing.
Verse 14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, which is what we've been doing tonight, and turn from their wicked ways.
Come on.
God said, I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and heal their land.
Thank you, Jesus.
This whole chapter is about the glory of God and the abundance of God that comes when we stay in the glory. And in the middle of it, he said to Solomon, and if you go astray and the heavens are shut up, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways. He's talking about Christians, God's people. Then God will forgive and heal our land.
Thank you, Jesus. Forgive us.
And what we just read in Psalm 103, he blots out our transgressions. He forgives all of our iniquities. He just needs somebody to stand up and say, forgive us of our sin. 65 million babies have been killed in the womb. That's a horrendous sin, folks. That's horrendous. Most of it from convenience. You want to pray with me? Please pray. Father, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
we stand in the gap for America.
Right now.
You said, Father, that you would execute righteousness and justice.
You would execute righteousness.
Go ahead, you pray. Against all who were oppressed.
Against all who are oppressed.
This verse right here.
This verse right here.
Says if we will humble ourselves and pray.
Says if we will humble ourselves and pray.
And turn from our wicked ways.
And turn from our wicked ways.
You will hear our prayer.
You will hear our prayer.
And you will forgive and heal our land.
And you will forgive. And heal.
You will forgive.
You will.
And heal our land.
And heal our land. Do it, Jesus.
Pray it with me.
Heal it.
Heal America, Lord.
Heal America, Lord.
Forgive us of our sins.
Forgive us of our sins.
And heal our land.
And heal our land.
And vindicate this nation once again.
Vindicate this nation once again.
In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
In Jesus' mighty name.
And we thank you that it is done according to your holy word.
According to your holy word.
By the power of your Holy Spirit.
By the power of your Holy
Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Mighty name. Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah. anybody tell me how fast this time goes by? You see how much time has gone by already?
Already.
Well, has anybody got anything left that we need to pray for in America? I'm just listening.
Yeah. Hear the voice. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
I think we've prayed for everybody tonight so far, haven't we? You know, I have one more prayer I want to pray. And that might, and that's for some of you that might really want to be considered an essential worker. Because you know you have protection, Psalm 91 protection, Romans 8, 11 protection. And you might say, I wouldn't mind going out and doing something and helping. Well, may God Almighty bring that to you today. May God Almighty bring that to you. Because I'm certain that all over every community, there's a need of people helping in certain areas. It's just how it is, because people get so bound by fear. If you've been around here very many days on this live stream with me, you shouldn't have too much fear left. Because I'm gonna take that fear out by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. Well, fear has all when faith comes. God's not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind.
Sound mind. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
I love you, Gary. You have been a serious blessing to me in my life, brother. Let's pray one more prayer, and then I'm going to sing Man in the Mirror.
What?
Hold on, I gotta look and see what you're writing.
Somebody help the poor man.
Yeah, thank somebody help. You know what? We haven't prayed for the garbage men today. Well, and let's pray for our shepherd. For every church and pastor tomorrow.
Amen. Amen.
All right, let's do it right now. Everybody pray.
Amen.
Come on, pray this with me. The reason I keep saying pray with me, because some people have never learned how to pray. Sometimes we think that we got to pray these big, long, loud prayers. And listen, there's times when a corporate prayer, the anointing on a corporate prayer service will become bold, it'll become loud, it'll become long. That's that assignment for that time. That's not the assignment for this time. The assignment for this time is to pray some simple prayers that everyone can pray. Every day, wherever they go. We went out tonight and got supper because I want any business that's open, I want to help them.
Amen. Let's help them.
And all the way there, we prayed life, health, peace, and strength over the community. Yes. We just kept saying it. Life and health and peace and strength over our community. Every drive by an apartment complex, life and health and peace and strength to our community in the name of Jesus. It's not a big philosophical prayer, folks. It's speaking the God that's inside coming out and blessing your community. Be a blessing. Let's pray for our shepherds. Just pray this with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
According to Ephesians chapter 4.
According to Ephesians chapter 4.
You gave us the prophets, the apostles.
Gave us the prophets and the
apostles, pastors, the teachers.
The pastors
and the evangelists.
And the evangelists.
For the work of the ministry.
For the work of the ministry.
For the edifying of the body of Christ.
For the edifying of the body of Christ.
For the building us into men and women of God.
For building us into men and women.
Till we all come to the unity of faith.
Till we all come to the unity of the
faith. Right now, tonight.
Right now, tonight. Today.
They're working hard.
They're working hard.
To reach their people tomorrow morning.
Reach their people today.
I'm one of those people.
I'm one of those people.
Stay with me. Bless my pastor.
Bless my pastor.
Bless every man and woman of God.
Bless every man and woman of God.
Who stand in the pulpit tomorrow.
Stand in the pulpit tonight.
And preach to empty seats.
And preach to empty seats.
Fill them with courage and boldness.
Fill the seats.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Bless every church.
Get bless every
that's going to have people drive in. And park in the parking lot.
Sit in the seat.
We declare that it comes off without a problem. May everybody just function together.
May we all function together.
In great unity and peace.
In great unity and peace.
And by Monday morning.
By Monday morning.
May the news have nothing else to broadcast.
May the news have nothing else to broadcast.
But something has changed.
But something has changed. Amen.
In the name of Jesus, we pray. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
We pray it right now.
In the name of Jesus, we pray. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Say it again. God bless my pastor.
God bless my pastor.
In Jesus' name. Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Well, I'm done. Look how much time we spent. But if you want to sing with me.
Am I really going to do this?
I've got the first verse of Man in the Mirror.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
Some of you would say, well, why are you going to put that in this program? Because that's what's wrong with a lot of people. I'll just read the words.
Oh, come on.
I'm starting with the man
in the mirror.
In the mirror.
Yes.
I'm asking him to change his ways.
Yeah.
No message could be any clearer.
Could be any clearer.
If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself, and you change.
And you change. I think Michael was trying to find God right then.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Jared. God bless you, sir. Rock Springs, Wyoming. You missed me. God bless Brother Jared. Rolling them wheels down the road.
Jared. Bless you, Jared.
God bless the garbage man. All right, guys, I don't have anything else to do tonight. That's all I got. Oh, wait, I do have one thing. I'm going to do this because I don't usually get in trouble for this one. This is my last song of the night. You ready?
If tomorrow all the things were gone,
I'd worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky star, my God above, to be living here today, because the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, woo, where at least I know I'm.
And I won't forget.
What, I stopped singing so you guys stop? Gladly stand up next to you. Okay, well, that was a really good effort, and I slaughtered it, so. I love this land. God bless the USA. See, they scared me so bad I don't even know how to sing, all right? Now, I stopped it on purpose because I got thrown in Facebook jail the last time I let that play on my live program, and I don't really want to go to Facebook jail tonight or any other night, and I'm not going to bow to them, but I also know enough sense that you don't have to antagonize everything, and you can still get the work of God done. Now, let's just talk about what we got tonight. Do you realize in all those prayers that the mayor of New York City was removed? The governor of New York City was removed. The governor's brother was removed from whatever network that was. The CEO of CNN was removed.
What was that for?
Because all of them were a bunch of perverts. And our prayers said,
wow.
Our prayers said, remove these people who are standing so powerfully against wisdom in the nation. And our prayers work, guys. On that night, we were saying, God, remove these wicked people. And guess what? On tonight, we can say, man, God not only did it, God did it because there's been a bunch of people removed. Now, check this out. I was looking again the other day. It came through on my thing here.
And that's why they were all removed, because of wickedness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, wait. Let's say it right. They were removed because we prayed, and their wickedness was exposed.
Oh, okay.
And the two, what was the brother's name? The New York brothers. They were removed, and they were really wicked. And it was exposed.
Wow,
see,
it was really exposed. Yeah,
and he was the mayor, and then the governor was, de Blasio was removed.
And then how many of the Senate seats have left?
And here's the thing.
Oh, wow.
I saw a report today that Kamala Harris's office has now lost a bunch more people who won't work for her because they're looking at it saying, I'm not part of this wickedness anymore.
Wow, thanks God.
So say it with me. Empty out the White House, Lord.
Empty out the White House.
May nobody want to go to work for these wicked people another day of their life in Jesus' mighty name.
Right.
Now, you might look at this and say, you know, Pastor, this is kind of a crazy thing to do. I don't know if you've caught on to this fact yet or not. But I can sit here and listen to myself preach and be blessed by God. Why? Because it's not me. It's the Holy Spirit of God speaking. And when you and I get this down, we will no longer have man worship. I'll let that sit on you, because there's too much of that in the kingdom of God right now. You can't have man worship. You got to say, Holy Spirit, speak. And you got to be able to, think about this. I'm asking you, I guess I could turn my video back on.
You know your screen's black.
The screen's black. I'm asking you to come here and listen to me preach. I got to be able to sit down and say, can I get anything out of the message I just preached?
I got room for everybody.
Yeah. Sister Francetta says, y'all come now, you're here. And we'll have four more hours sitting right here in the front room, all right? Got a nice front room. Beautiful view out into the woods. But I want you to think about this, because what we're doing here is the work of the ministry. This isn't that I know it's got my name on it, but the only way to get on Facebook with the words Community of Faith was to put my name in it, because there is, I don't know, there's like 35 communities of faith. So you got to find a defining force, and the easiest thing for people to do, they're gonna learn what my name is, and so when they search, the easiest thing to do is have them search my name and find it, and then everybody has the ability to be connected. So, anyways, this is a powerful night, because isn't it something that God said to me this week, 3 days ago, to play this video. Matter of fact, last night I was trying to play it, and I'm just sitting here wholly confused about how to do it.
You could remember
which,
it?
No, I didn't remember. But isn't it something that on this video, I'm studying Psalm 103, and we just studied Psalm 103. The Holy Spirit knows exactly what he's doing, and all we got to do is listen to him. And I wanted to do it last night, which would have been on the same day we did it. But, I just sat here staring at it like, how am I going to get this done? Anyways, but I got it done. But I want you to see this, too. If you stop saying God work immediately, then God has to stop working immediately. Because he only works on desire. If need is what moved God's hand, the whole world would be full of God. But it's not need that moves his hand. It's want. It's desire. He is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And it doesn't matter what some religious person, no matter how rich, how big, how loud the band is, how fancy the stage is, or not, no matter what they tell you. It isn't true. God only moves on desire. And so when you and I stop having a desire chasing him, wide open, full throttle every day, then you're going to begin to see things fall off, and you're like, wow, what's going on? Well, the number one thing you got to check anytime.
He likes you to bug him.
Well, it's not even bug. It's he desires the communication and the relationship. God desires a relationship more with you than you husbands desire with your wife, or you wives desire with your husbands, or you children with your mom, or your mom with them kids. God wants you talking to him all day long as your father, knowing the next step to take and the next word to speak. And the revelation is you and I have studied it here now for 2 years. 750 days or whatever it is, we've studied this. And just like everything in life, you look at what Jesus said chokes out the world, the word. What chokes the word? The deceitfulness of riches. He didn't tell you not to be rich. The deceitfulness of riches. The desire for other things and the cares of this world. The cares of this world are the biggest problem that chokes the word. What is that? Your bills, your job, the grass needs to be mowed, the headlights go out in your car. Wait, it's a serious issue, because all of a sudden when that care of the world is screaming in your face and affecting everything, you gotta say, get out of my sight and go back to the word of God. My God is answering for me immediately. You know, Brother Terry Mize, God telling him, I want you to go across Mexico to the other side of the nation and minister to that pastor. He's getting ready to quit. And he said, God, I don't have enough gas, and there's too many stretches of that road where there is no gas. And God said, I didn't ask you about your gas. Get in your car and go. Brother Terry got in his station wagon with him and his four kids and started driving. Sure enough, ran out of gas in the middle of nowhere and said, now what am I going to do? Isn't it something? He ran out of gas right by a creek. And God said, take that jug and go down in there and fill it up with water and pour it in your tank. Brother Terry filled his tank with water, turned the key, and it fired off. And he drove all the way across Mexico and all the way home on a tank of water. Now, wait. You don't get that testimony until you're willing to take a big move in God. Don't go putting water in your tank. Now, here's the rest of the story. 2 weeks later, he's in Houston, Texas at John Osteen's for a minister's meeting. And his tank's getting low on gas. And he's like, well, I just drove all the way across Mexico on water. I can go a couple more times. And even if it hits a peg, I'm still going to be all right. I'll get gas later on in the week. I don't want to stop right now. And he ran out of gas. And he's like, hey, God, what's going on? He said, well, Terry, how many gas stations did you just drive by when your tank was empty? Why don't you stop and fill up the gas? He's like, but last week I drove on water. He said, that's last week. Today is a new day. Get your tank full of gas. See, what we try to do in the kingdom is like, whoa, we had a move. And then we try to recreate it. No. Manna was new every day. and they were only allowed to pick manna for one day. So you got to get back in this book every day. You got to pray in the Holy Ghost every day. You got to walk with God every day. You got to worship the Lord with your tithe. You got to sow seed when he tells you to sow. You got to bless a person when he tells you to bless them. You got to be what you are. It's like we heard about Sister Frances' headlights. I knew, being in Michigan, I need to come here and help her get her headlights fixed.
Did you really?
I did. And I'm going to tell you something. I remember when the first time he said to me, I'm like, Father, do you know that I'm not a good mechanic here? And he said, you got YouTube. But the lights work.
Yes, they do. Yeah, they do.
And I'm out there going, oh, Jesus. And I come back here and look at another YouTube video. And I go back out there and I come back in here and look at another YouTube video. It's like, and what? For all the men, you know what really tick you off?
The woman doing
it. There's a woman that does a video, and in 3 minutes, she opens, she's got the hood closed, and in 3 minutes, opens the hood, puts the thing up, twists the thing, changes the bulb, puts the thing, and closes the hood in 3 minutes.
On a Prius?
On a Toyota Prius, the exact same car you got, in 3 minutes.
Hours.
Thank you, love, that you still love me even though it took me 3 hours. But wait, her hand is a lot skinnier than this one, and her arm was a lot less big around, and she could get in there, and she took out one bolt that she didn't let the camera see what the bolt was that made her arm get in easy, and I couldn't find it, and I wasn't about to dismantle my sister's car. But what are you saying? That was a seed I needed to sow.
Oh,
now, here's the thing. I'm like, well, all right, here we go. Jesus, help me. I got to go sow this seed. Lord Jesus, help Francetta to have faith and all everybody else be praying for it. Right?
I didn't know you were coming
to now, here's the thing. It's about a daily walk with God. And the number one thing that you and I have learned here is to walk with God daily. And that's what we do. And I love every one of you. I know there's a bunch of people that couldn't stay on this long. You got to sleep. And, you know, there's a big difference between the day we were on that day and the day today, because that day the whole world was locked down.
Yeah.
That was April 5th. That was, what, 15 days after March the 21st, you know. It was supposed to be 15 days to get ahead of the curve, a bunch of lying dogs. And listen, this is the next prayer I want to pray. From what we just did tonight, I declare in Jesus' name every lying politician, every lying scientist, medical person, every lying business person is brought to justice.
Amen.
And swings from the halls of justice.
Amen.
And is exposed for who they are, and most of all, repents of their sins and comes to Jesus in the mighty name of Jesus. And if you don't, may you be locked up forever.
And that guy that you mentioned something today and then you came back to the room, they heard you. What was they heard you say? Something on your computer or your phone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What we were talking about, something, then it showed up on your computer.
Oh, yeah.
So now it's time to receive communion. But nobody freak out, because we took communion a lot of times at midnight. During COVID, during the pandemic. So if you have to go to sleep, that's fine. Go to sleep. We understand that. And honestly, we do. And I don't have to go to sleep. And I'm not sure what happened, but Sister Francetta had an amazing miracle happen right during the program. All right. And any of it she wants to share, we want to share. You know, I didn't tell you this morning. I was up praying this morning. And when I went on my walk, I went walking way out here, come back. The Holy Spirit said to me, Francetta is going to receive some money that she didn't know was coming.
Really?
Yeah. And I got back here. Oh, you were gone. You had to go do a ship or something. So I forgot to say it. I didn't get to say it. And I should have just texted to you right away. It said, the Holy Spirit has said some money's coming to you. You don't know it's coming to you. Now, I want to say this to everybody. I know I just said this to Francesca because I saw it this morning and she just got it in her account.
Well, it's funny because I just showed Leanne. I said, look, I got a blessing. It was $2.49 or something.
Oh, yeah.
Right? In a little envelope from, I don't know what it was, but it was my old bank. I got $2.49. I was excited about it.
But you should be excited about that. Yeah. Why? Because that's something that belonged to you. That God said, you send that to my daughter and get it done now.
Well, and then I called my DirecTV, and I tried to tell him I was paying $59. I was going to take off all my cable. He said, well, you can't do that because it's going to cost you $180 if you go off of it right now because you're on a contract for next year. But what's going to change is that you've been paying on a promo and it was $59 and it's going to go up to $98. So it was going to go up to $98 and I said, no, I don't want it to go up. I said, I said, my knee hurts and I'm working, I'm trying to work, but I said, my headlights are off, I was telling him to say. And he said, well, and I said, and I'm a senior citizen. Oh, you are? I said, yes. So he said, well, just a minute. So he goes and talks to somebody, comes back, and he said, okay, call us on the 2nd, and then we're going to, you know, we can do something for you on the 2nd. So I called him, and right on the phone, he said, okay, well, we sent it out as 98, but now I'm going to go and I'm going to change it. I'm going to go change it to 78, okay? So it came in 78. But then yesterday I saw like these blanks with the TV on it. I thought, oh, please, don't take more money out of me, you know, because it didn't had no amount or nothing. And I'd been hacked before. I thought, you know, I didn't know what it was. And so I saw it and I just, I left it alone. I said, well, I can't do anything about it right now. But when, I went on, I accidentally put my money from my ship tonight into my bank instead of putting it in my PayPal. That's where I kind of keep it. And I go, oh, no, I want to see. So I went on there, and then what excited me was I'm looking. First of all, my account balance is higher than when I put my Social Security check in, okay? And I haven't put that much in from SHIP since came in. Okay, so then I went to my history and it says merchandise return, DirecTV stream, $55.99. It's on there 6 times.
Wow.
And it's in green. That means they gave it to me.
Yeah.
So they gave me
6 months free.
$355.
Thank you.
In my bank account.
Thank you, Lord.
And I didn't ask for it or nothing, and I don't. And today I paid, my phone bill came up, and I said, well, because this is the time of the month that I really ship because I want to pay all my bills so I don't have any bills to worry
right.
about.
Right.
And
this is a good testimony.
And I this morning, that's why when that ship, that's Lord, where'd it go? You know? I'm not going to ship. So that's why I came home. And said, nice day, I'm going to just do my car. But
what an amazing testimony.
Yeah.
So I got all this money.
Thank
now,
you, Jesus.
I probably this month could take money and cancel my cable and pay them that $180 because it's within here,
yeah,
and it's free money. Yeah. And that way I won't have to pay a cable bill at all.
Amen.
Ever again, you
know. Now, this is what I want everybody to hear. You just heard her give her testimony. I've heard the same thing for every one of you. Now, everybody listen to this. I want you to get real serious about this. I've heard this, God say this to me about every one of us, that there is money that is owed us from in our past that we don't know anything about. But we're supposed to begin saying, Lord, I want every penny that is owed to me,
yeah,
to be paid to me. Now, wait. Don't anybody be offended, because super spiritual, high-minded Christians like, oh, Pastor, I just let everybody go. It doesn't really matter. No, when God says it matters, it matters. When he says you got money that's owed you, he knows you need it. He knows they got it, but it takes your words to get it released.
Yeah.
Start saying it with me. Every penny,
every penny
that is owed me,
that is owed me,
come to me now.
Come to me now.
With interest.
With interest.
Now, wait.
Is he going to go talk to the person that's bad and let them know that all of a sudden that, oh, you better pay them instead of, because...
Yeah. Now, listen.
You stole from him.
He, God, is going to do it. You don't do anything. Now, I want you to get this. Some of you, it's an offense, because it was stolen from you. Don't get into the offense. Stay in the love. Say, Jesus, help them be right with me and help them come to you through me. Now watch.
Mm-hmm.
You might be surprised of exactly how much it is. There's I can't say names because he won't let me, but there's one of our members that's got over $100,000 that is owed them that God said, I'm going to bring it to them if they'll get busy and get themselves in line with me and forgive, but hold the enemy. Everybody say it. Hold the enemy guilty. Let's just say, ready? Let's say Bill Jones stole $10,000 from you. Forgive Bill Jones and pray for him to be saved. And hold the enemy, Satan, guilty.
Amen.
In the courtrooms of heaven, charge Satan guilty for stealing your stuff.
Amen.
And forgive Bill Jones. Now watch this. Bill Jones may show up at your door and say, my God in heaven, I have been trying to get this back to you for years. And then hand you a check. Don't look at him and say, oh, no, brother, don't do that. No. He's trying to make it right. Accept it.
Yes.
And then pray over it and bless that person, whoever they might be, for being faithful to come and do it in front of you.
I did that when I got saved. I made it with everybody.
Now, some of you have businesses and corporations that owe you money. Do not release them. Now, listen to me. This is coming from God Almighty. Some of you are asking God to do some big stuff. Well, you know what? Let him be as big as he wants to be in your life. Quit taking this quasi-super religious mode. Oh, I'm just humble. It don't matter to me. Stop it. He's telling you to go after it. Now, why am I saying this to you? Because some of you need a new car. Some of you need a new roof. Some of you need some stuff done. And God knows where that money is. And he's trying to get it in your hands. Don't stop him from doing it. All right. Yeah, I got a Missourite with me, so I got to take you to a verse of scripture because you're saying, prove it, preacher. And I got lots of proof on this. And I love it when you say prove it because I get to preach one more time. Watch this. Ecclesiastes. Got to clean the closet.
When you're with Jesus, and we believe that he has all the money for us and stuff, but I think it's a two-way street. It's like he's going to tell you that there's things in your life, you know, that you need to Oh, yeah. You need to sever, and you got to do it right now.
Yeah.
Okay, Lord, that's it. Yep. That's what I've done since I come to community today.
Yep.
And before that, there were things I hold on to or I argue about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So he wants to change us and make us, like, he might want to make us that we're worthy to be obedient.
Yeah. He is. Now watch. I want you to look at this verse. Everybody get this verse. If it's not highlighted in your Bible, if it's not circled, boxed, underlined, or highlighted in your Bible app, do it tonight. Ecclesiastes 2:26. Ecclesiastes 2:26.
Okay.
For God gives wisdom and knowledge and joy to a man who is good in his sight. Now stop. There ain't a one of us that's good in his sight without Jesus' righteousness.
Amen.
But all of us have received Jesus' righteousness, so we're good in his sight. But to the sinner, he gives the work. One version says the toil of gathering, collecting, and heaping up that he may give it to those who are good before God. Now, then Solomon says, this also is vanity and grasping of the wind for the wicked. Why? Because he's heaping it up to give to the righteous. And anytime a wicked man has to give it to the righteous, it's because he's been really wicked. And God's given him a really bad spanking. And guess what? It happens every day around the world. And maybe you are God's way of helping somebody get right with God. Dr. Winston tells a story about wanting this big, beautiful house, and God said, go look at houses. So he went and looked at it, and he come back to the house, and he said, which one do you want? And he said, are you asking me which one I can afford? And he said, no, which one do you want? And he's like, I want that big one on the hill with the circle drive. And he said, well, then go up there and drive up in that community park in front of it and point at it and call it to you. He said, Lord, people of my color aren't supposed to be in that neighborhood at this time of night. I didn't ask you none of your excuses. Get up and go do it. Him and Veronica got in the car, drove and sat in front of the house, pointed at it and said, house come to us. Then they called the realtor. They had no money down. And in a matter of, I don't know, in just a month or something, $10,000 come, then some more money come. And then they sat down at the closing, and the guy, they found out the guy was getting divorced, and they went to him and said, sir, we found out you're being divorced. I'm a preacher. Let me help you get your marriage together, and you won't have to sell this house. He said, preacher, if you don't buy this house, I'll sell it to somebody else because I hate her. So if you don't want it, just tell me right now. No, we want it. We want it. Get your divorce. God bless you. At the closing, the man looked at him and said, you're short on money for this closing, aren't you? He said, yeah, I am. He said, how much? He said $7,000, and the guy wrote him a check right there and handed it to him, and he was not close. He was the sinner who's selling him the house, wrote him the check for $7,000 because he said, I like you, and I want you to have my house.
Oh.
Now, see, what happens is we get this weird quasi-religious, I'm really humble, and you just act in this stupid religiousness. Stop it. I'm not looking at anybody when I say it.
Nothing's impossible.
That one preacher in California is sleeping on a Saturday night. The phone rings. He looks at it, and he decides to answer it. Answers it. There's a guy in there, I got to give you my house. And he's like, what in the world? And he hung the phone up. There's something wrong with that guy. He had the wrong number. 2 weeks later on a Saturday night in the middle of the night, gets another phone call. Same guy. I got to give you my house. He's like, who are you? He goes, if I don't give you my house, I'm probably going to die. Will you let me give you my house? He said, well, yes, I will. Who are you? And the guy gave him the address. And that afternoon after church, he drove to this guy's house. There's a gate. He has to hit the buzzer and say, this is Pastor so-and-so. Oh, come on in. Pull right up to the big door in front of the house. He said, I pull up, big circle drive, a big fountain. And he said, when I open the door, there's a big topaz with a fountain flowing over the, He said, my first thought was, I wonder what the water bill is for that.
Yeah.
The guy's house was worth $3.5 million. The guy's house was worth $3.5 million. That's what he said. I was in Vegas gambling, and God said, if I didn't give you my house, I forget what the consequences was going to be. So he said, you have a house, don't you, preacher? He said, yes, I do. He goes, do you have a loan on it? Yes, I do. I'm going to pay the loan off, and I'm going to take your house, and you're going to take my house. And he gave the man his house. Now, listen, some of you would like, well, I'm just too humble for that. Well, stop it. God's trying to bless you. God's trying to bless you. Let him. Why am I saying this right now after this beautiful message I just preached? Because when Sister Fran said I got this, the Holy Spirit said, I've been telling you to say this. Now say it. There's a bunch of us that God's wanting to do something for, and we're acting all this holy religiousness saying, oh, not me, Jesus. What are you going to do when you get to heaven and the streets are gold? You're going to tell Jesus to put you out in the asphalt part? There ain't none up there. It is the asphalt. If God wants to bless you, let him bless you. Say it with me.
I will be
everything you want me to be.
Everything you want.
Even if it's rich. Can't figure out why anybody would resist it. But you got, there's these religious indoctrinations that said, well, I don't want to be rich. Well, I do. I want to be as rich as he wants me to be. Ready? I want you to say it. I don't want a penny more.
I don't want a penny more.
Or a penny less.
Or a penny less.
From what my Father wants for me.
From what my Father wants for me.
Can you imagine getting to heaven and Jesus saying, you know what? I had 250,000 I wanted you to sow into the kingdom, but you refused to receive it. And so now all that group of people didn't get saved because you wouldn't receive what I was trying to give you. It's called a stewardship, guys. And God's trying to, remember what our verse is for the year? Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to your works. And this group of people have done some serious works in this last 2 years, and you got hundredfold returns connected to it. Let the Father bless you. Please, let him bless you. Let him bless you. Because I guarantee you, I know what I'm asking for. And I know what Father's told me I'm going to have. And way back before we ever started Community of Faith, we had already said together, Lord, we don't care how big you want to bless us. Bless us really, really, really big. And we'll be everything you've called us to be, and we will not put any limits on you, not another day of our life. Now, why are you saying that? Do you know how many people we can take, how many preachers you could take care of today if you just had some money? There's a lot of good preachers in this land, and they're limited by not having funds. You take care of a preacher, you take care of a whole community. Woo! And we were supposed to be taking communion about 25 minutes ago.
And I don't want to bring our creed, but I got to tell you something that I saw when I was out tonight shopping, when I was shifting. The lady that I went to, I rang her doorbell. Mm-hmm. She came and she had a lady sitting in the back, but she came to the door and her dog got a little rowdy, so she wanted to get him away from the door. Well, I could see in her living room, she had a huge TV. It had Obama on her TV in large lights, and it had these words, freedom isn't free. We are on the right road. And when you pause your TV, what do they call it? A screensaver.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it had Freedom House on it. But it had Obama, like half of the screen was Obama. And it was, I thought,
wow.
Yeah, it was really strange. And because it was just like, if you walked in, you would see a big picture of Obama with this out. This was freedom.
Ew.
Freedom isn't free. We are on the right road. That's what it said. And then it had Freedom House on it. I didn't look up Freedom House, but
probably don't want to, but freedom isn't free. But it's not like he's
Democrat.
Talking about. Yeah.
It's something Democrat.
Yeah,
he had to be. But I was just surprised that I came up to somebody's house and that, I mean, I have a Trump tree.
Yep.
You know, I didn't know people on the other side had, yeah. like,
oh, yeah.
would have something like that.
Oh, yeah. And it's very interesting. You and I pray and speak against the abortion situation. And today,
yeah.
on my YouTube channel, I'm sitting down here getting ready to do something, and I don't even know what I'm doing. And the video that pops up is a video of the Planned Parenthood people doing a deal for baby body parts.
Oh, geez.
And literally,
no.
I'm telling you, when you start seeing it, it's an undercover video that's being taken of them. Planned Parenthood was in so much trouble for. They were selling the parts.
For what?
My Lord.
Well,
that's bail. That's
exactly what it is.
Horrible.
And what they sell it for, first of all, is satanic worship, and second of all, is for... studies that they do around the world in places where they have no laws and they have no morals.
Get that serum that keeps you young.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, now we're going to bring all this to the focus and we're going to receive communion together.
Wow.
Everybody say it with me. Lord, bless me.
Lord, bless me.
As big as you want to bless me and my family in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, Father, we bless you know our prayers, Lord, how we've prayed at this in this gathering of believers, the community of faith. And we say it again tonight. Every woman that's ever had an abortion, heal her, Lord. Bring her to the revelation that you're not angry at her and that you'll forgive her. And you'll remove the trauma from her being that happened to her on that moment when she took the life of her baby. Thank you that you are holding those babies in heaven and they're safe and they're there and they're waiting for their mom, their dad. And may they receive your forgiveness tonight, Lord. Honestly, we love every one of them. And Father, all these people that are in the abortion industry, and they don't even know what's going on. They're so confused. Open the eyes of their heart, Lord. Help them turn from their wicked ways. We've already heard stories of how major leaders in the abortion industry have turned from their wicked ways and have come to you. And we speak it right now that happens in the lives of these people. And that people come to their senses and find you. May they have to just shut the doors on these Planned Parenthood because nobody will work for them. And we speak it done because we've seen you do mighty works already in our midst right here in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. And now, here we go. Let's receive our communion because I'll just keep preaching. Because that guy got me fired up tonight. I mean, big time fired up. You ready? Here we go. I receive from the Lord that which I also deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he had blessed it, he broke it and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes. I love it. Verse 28, let a man examine himself, and then let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world right now today. Say it. He's the head. I'm the body. And we are one. In Jesus' mighty name. Love, perfect love, God's perfect love, cast out fear and the torment that goes with it. Because there's no fear in love, and there's no fear in the communion elements in Jesus' mighty name. Now, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you're going to be able to have a chance. Let me say it differently. If you've never received Jesus into your life, that's how simple this is. If you've never received Jesus into your life, now is the time to do it. This doesn't give you a membership in a church, doesn't give you religiosity, doesn't give you a list of do's and don'ts. It makes you one with the Father who put you inside your mama when you were conceived. And it's a wonderful thing. You ready? Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16
and John chapter
1, when I believe in you, you give me everlasting life.
You give me
and I will not perish.
And
I thank you for it.
Thank you for it.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of
God. And you rose again.
And you rose again.
Just for me. Put your hands out and say, I receive you into my life.
I receive you into my life.
Right here, right now, tonight.
Fill me with all of your
love. All of your mercy.
All of your grace.
All of your righteousness.
All of your righteousness.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Pray
in my heavenly language.
Live
a successful life. As a believer every day.
As a believer,
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. If that's the first time you prayed that prayer, well, this is what I got to say to you tonight. Welcome to the family of God. We're certainly glad to have you here with us. Aren't we, folks?
Amen.
I'm glad to have them here with us right here, right now, today. Now, you might say, Pastor, I'm experiencing something on the inside. I know. So I experience it every time we pray it. I really do. You just went from darkness to light, from fear to faith, from your sin to Jesus' righteousness. Pastor, how did I do that? Jesus is the light of the world, and he just came in you because you said, come into me. Jesus is the author and finisher of the faith. And you just said, come into me. And that means faith just came in you. Now, according to the book of Galatians, the life you now live, you get to live by the faith of the Son of God right now. And then the Father said to Jesus, adopt them into the family. And guess what you get to do? You are now heir of God, joint heir with Jesus. Jesus is your elder brother. Hebrews says it. Jesus is your elder brother. I'm going to throw something at you talking that way. I know they threw stuff at Jesus too, and he said, "Whatever, you can't take me out because I'm on a mission. It's the reality."
Of God, and God is our Father, and Jesus is His Son, and He is our brother.
Amen.
But to get the Holy Spirit.
Now, Pastor, what do I do now? Just walk with God every day. I want everybody to say this. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
Help me walk with you.
Help me walk with you.
Every day.
Every day.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name.
Guys, that's literally, it's that simple. He made this whole world. Do you think he can't talk to you? He made the whole world. In him we live and move and have our being. He can talk to you. I'm gone to preaching, and I'm not going to preach. We put my email address and website in there so you have the ability to contact us and say, Pastor, help me. I got hundreds of videos I want to give you, one at a time, so that I can help you begin to see the things of God. You may not always be able to come to the program like we are, but and any time when you got a minute to study, I got videos that will help you understand who God is and cause you to be able to walk with him. We got a lot of people here that's with us that have put timestamps in, making them so they're easy to understand, very so you can get in there and study it and bam, hit that thing and hear it again, hit that thing, hear it again. And we are about helping you walk with God. But if you don't email me, say, help me, then I don't know who you are. And I want to be a blessing to you. That's our place in this world in Jesus' mighty name. Are you ready? Let's receive our communion elements. I think I did a good job of keeping focus this time, didn't I?
I don't think you're on focus.
I looked at my wife, and she just looked at me like, do you see what time it is?
Oh, well, it's only 11:30.
It's only 11:30. Ready? Hold up your elements. Pray this with me. I bless these elements.
I bless these elements.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
Chastisement
is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you,
and
Lord.
By your stripes. I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
In my mind, my will, and my
emotion. Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing.
Every joint supplying
in my body
from your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ,
and right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive his broken body together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you endured the cross, despised the shame, and you called it joy. That you might win us. Thank you that you did it for us. And now we lift up the cup of blessing. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus,
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus,
I have reconciliation
with you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus,
every sin has been placed in remission.
In my life.
And I thank you for it.
I
am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And
I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly. To the throne room of grace, where I find grace, mercy, and help
for
my assignment every day by the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony,
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus, every plague has to pass over. And cannot be on me or my family.
My
conscience is purged.
My
robes are made white. And I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
Because of your righteousness, Jesus.
Because of your righteousness.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's receive his bloodshed. Just like that, I heard the song. Hold on just a second. It's coming. Down at the cross. Down at the cross where my Savior died. Down cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Pause for a minute. Name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. You're not singing with us, Phyllis. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name.
Come to the fountain.
So rich and sweet. Cast overflow at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Now, we need to stop for a minute here. And I just saw an ambulance going over there. And I declare right now in the name of Jesus, whatever that situation is, we call it to be healthy, healed, and whole in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare right now in Jesus' mighty name that whoever is in that vehicle is healthy, healed, and whole. I declare right now that if they committed any sins, they'll be forgiven them. And they'll find out who you are because they come face to face with you in Jesus' mighty name we pray. All right. I could stay on here and talk forever if you guys wanted to.
Yes. Did you finish? Tell him, Phyllis. Tell him.
Tuesday night, you ain't got nothing else to do but read the Bible after a while.
All right. So
for
all of you there on Facebook, our closing verses are, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen and amen. Everybody say it. We love you.
We love you.
And God loves you. And Jesus is
Lord.
Lord.
She just does the benediction.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. These guys are still on Zoom. I just got to get the rest of the world shut down.
Oh.
So on YouTube, this is what we say to you tonight. Remember this. We love you.
We love you.
And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. And over here on Blog Talk Radio, you ready? This is what we have to say to you people. Remember this. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is
Lord.